We continue with Surah Al-Ghafir, which is in the 24th juz of the Noble Quran. It is the 40th Surah in the Noble Quran. The dialogue continues between Fir'aun, Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu salam, and also the believer who advised him, as well as Fir'aun calling on to his helpers, his confidants, his aides. So when Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu salam conveyed the message to Fir'aun about the deen of Islam, Fir'aun responded by saying, وَقَالَ فِرْعَوْنُ يَا هَمَانُ ابْنُ لِي صَرْحًا لَعَلِّي أَبْلُغُ الْأَسْبَابِ. O Haman, build a tower for me so that I may reach the roads. Sayyidina, he made many arrogant statements. This was in attempt to flatter the audience. And one of these things is to build this tower that he asked Haman. And we find that those who are the false people, they will say a lot of things to flatter others. They will try to impress them. They require things like towers and staircases to ascend to the heights. But they don't issue the command merely to deceive and impress the people. And he said that, لَعَلِّي أَبْلُغُ الْأَزْبَابِ, so that I may reach the path. Which path? أَزْبَابَ السَّمَاوَاتِ, the pathways of the heavens. فَأَطَّلِعَ إِلَىٰ إِلَىٰهِ مُوسَىٰ, so I may see the God of Musa. Now, you want to see him from one tower? What difference is going to make? Anyway, وَإِنِّي لَأَظُنُّ كَاذِبًا, and I think he is a liar. What did Fir'aun say? That I think he is a liar, referring to Musa, alayhi salatu wasalam. I think that he is lying in his claim to prophethood, and also in his claim that there is some God in this world. I do not see anyone but myself. Fir'aun said, O courtiers, I do not know of any deity. مَا عَلِمْتُ لَكُمْ مِنْ إِلَىٍ غَيْرِي, I do not know of anyone other than myself. وَكَذَلِكَ زُيِّنَ لِفِرْعَوْنَ سُوءُ عَمَلِهِ, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that in this manner, the evil of his deeds were made appealing to Fir'aun, and he was prevented from the path. وَسُدَّ عَنِ السَّبِيلِ, was prevented from the path. And وَمَا كَيْدُ فِرْعَوْنَ إِلَّا فِي تَبَابٍ, the scheme of Fir'aun led only to his destruction. Eventually Fir'aun was drowned along with the entire army. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes mention of that in Surah Taha, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, so Fir'aun followed them. فَأَتْبَعَ فِرْعَوْنُ بِجُنُودِهِ فَغَشِيَهُمْ مِنَ الْيَمِّ مَا غَشِيَهُمْ وَظَلَّ فِرْعَوْنَ وَمَا, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that Fir'aun followed them with his army, and they covered them, that of the sea that did cover them. And Fir'aun misled his nation and never guided. So this is the limit of man's intelligence, that he's unable to even rationalize things. That such a simple thing, yet he falls short in that. Thereafter, after listening to the rambling of Fir'aun, getting a look at Allah from the tower, na'udhu billah, and this mu'min said, وَقَالَ الَّذِي آمَنَ يَا قَوْمِ اتَّبِعُونِ أَهْدِكُمْ سَبِيلَ الرَّشَادِ, O my people, follow me, I shall lead you to the path of guidance. So this mu'min encouraged everyone to believe in Sayyidina Musa, just as he had believed. And people are averse to believing because they fear the loss of their worldly belongings and possessions, and therefore the mu'min impressed upon them that this world is temporary, not worthy of hankering after. He told them, Ya qawmi innama hadhi al-hayatu dunya mata', O my people, this worldly life is a trivial gain. Wa inna al-akhirata hiya daru al-qarar, and undoubtedly the year after is really a place to live. The reality of this life of this world, do not forget the year after, but become engrossed in this fleeting and temporary life and the enjoyment of a few days. Irrespective of how appealing this worldly life may be, it will certainly end in a miserable way, and therefore it can never in any way compare to life in the year after. It doesn't behove of an intelligent person to give preference to this worldly life over the miseries of the year after. مَنْ عَمِلَ سَيِّئَةً فَلَا يُجَزَى إِلَّا مِثْلَهَا, the mu'min told them, whoever perpetrates a sin shall be punished only for it. وَمَنْ عَمِلَ صَالِحًا مِنْ ذَكَرٍ أَوْ أُنْثَى وَهُوَ مُؤْمِنٍ, and whoever, male or female, carries out a good deed as a believer, فَأُولَٰئِكَ يَدْخُلُونَ الْجَنَّةِ They shall enter into paradise. They will enter into paradise. يُرْزَقُونَ فِيهَا بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ Where they will be sustained without any restriction. With the punishment for sins will be proportionate to the sins. The reward for good deeds will far surpass the actual value of the deeds. وَيَا قَوْمِ مَا لِأَدْعُوكُمْ مِنَ النَّجَاةِ وَتَدْعُونَنِي إِلَى النَّارِ O my people, how is it that I call you towards salvation, whereas you call me towards the fire? That my relationship with you is strange. I desire to lead you to the path of Iman, thereby obtaining salvation for you from the punishment of Allah. And on the other hand, you are pushing me towards the fire of Jahannam together with yourself. On one hand, you display so much animosity, while I only desire good for you. That is all that I desire for you, is good. And he continued by saying to them that, تَدْعُونَنِي لِأَكْفُرَ بِاللَّهِ O my people, what is it? You call me to disbelieve in Allah, وَأُشْرِكَ بِهِ And that I ascribe partners with Allah, مَا لَيْسَ لِي بِهِ عِلْمٍ Which I have no justification for. وَأَنَادُوكُمْ لَعَزِيزِ الْغَفَّارِ Referring to himself, he impressed that they had no justification for perpetrating shirk. And he said that on the other hand, I am calling you towards my Allah. I am calling you to my Allah who is mighty. I am calling you to my Allah who is the most forgiving. In other words, he conveyed the message that if they refuse to believe, Allah has the might to punish them. However, if they repent and believe, Allah will certainly forgive them. He went on to say, لَا جَرَمَ أَنَّمَا تَدْعُونَنِي إِلَيْهِ It is in fact that those gods to which whom you call me, لَيْسَ لَوْ دَعْوَةٌ فِي الدُّنْيَا They have no claim in this world, وَلَا فِي الْآخِرَةِ Nor in the year after. The mu'min told the people of Fir'aun and Fir'aun that their gods have no authority in either this world. They are able to hear the invocation. They cannot even hear yes or no to a plea, let alone be able to do any harm or anything. وَأَنَّ مَرَدَّنَا إِلَى اللَّهِ And he advised them and he said, Our return shall certainly be to Allah. وَأَنَّ الْمُسْرِفِينَ هُمْ أَصْحَابُ النَّارِ And the transgressors will be the inmates of the fire of Jahannam. In this manner, this mu'min told Fir'aun and his people that they were transgressors and that they needed to mend their ways before Allah condemns them to eternity in Jahannam. And then he said to them, فَسَتَذْكُرُونَ مَا أَقُولُ لَكُمْ That you shall recall what I am telling you. You shall recall what I am telling you, meaning that when you have to taste the consequences of your excesses, you will remember my words of advice. Yes, that man of Allah had been advising me. However, I did not listen to that. And then he says, وَأُفَوِّضُ أَمْرِي إِلَى اللَّهِ I surrender my face to Allah. إِنَّ اللَّهَ بَصِيرٌ مِنْ عِبَادِ Allah is definitely watchful over his bondsmen. So hereby, he informs them that he totally relied on Allah, who would protect him from their evil plots. And when the mu'min pinned his trust in Allah, Allah complied by keeping him safe from the schemes of the kuffar. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَوَقَاهُ اللَّهُ سَيِّئَاتِ مَا مَكَرُوا Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saved Musa alayhi salatu wasalam and him from the evil schemes which they plotted. وَحَاقَ And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala وَحَاقَ بِآلِ فِرْعَوْنَ سُوءُ الْعَذَابِ And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it such that a miserable punishment encompassed the people of Fir'aun. They were encompassed, they were gripped by the punishment. Fir'aun and his entire army were drowned in the sea. Ibn Ruh al-Mu'ani reported that Fir'aun issued a warrant of execution against the mu'min. And as a result, the mu'min left to the mountains. Fir'aun dispatched 1,000 men to capture him. They finally found him performing salah. Allah ensured his safety by making wild animals attack the group, killing them all. Others died out of thirst in the mountains, and a few managed to return to Fir'aun. However, Fir'aun had them all killed because he believed that they purposely allowed the mu'min to escape. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then speaks about the other punishment that will engulf them. النار يُعرضون عليها غدوا وعشيا. They will be presented before the fire morning and evening. After being drowned, Fir'aun and his men entered the realm of Barzakh, the immediate stage between this worldly life and the year after. And each day and night in Barzakh, they will suffer the torment of Jahannam. They will be reminded that وَيَوْمَ يَقُومُ السَّاعَةُ أَدْخِلُوا آلَ فِرْعَوْنَ أَشَدَّ الْعَذَابِ. The day when the resurrection will take place, the order will be given, admit the people of Fir'aun into the severest of punishment. So that is where that particular discussion ends, on how the advices were given and it was not heeded.